it's not all good. Because the rich are getting richer and the poor get screwed. Starvation rates are high, but there's no fucking lack of food. There's an economic boom, that's what the Wall Street people say. But I don't feel like celebrating, because that shit don't trickle my way. If you point out the contradictions, you get called a con-rat. And you better recognize their power comes from the barrel of a gas. And their wealth is accumulated with about a million gunshots. So the war that's going on is still between the haves and the have-nots. And there ain't no way to treat the system as it now stands. Something structural's gotta change, so the power is on. By these multi-millionaire CEOs, TNC's moving overseas to find cheaper labor in Rio, NASDAQ and NAFTA, WTO working hand in hand, MAI making people cry from domestic lands to Uzbekistan, and CNN and ABC working overtime to make sure that we don't know what's going on anywhere, anytime, anymore. And sometimes it seems like we become a bunch of ragged dick clones. Don't want to hear shit about the realities of the world, just show me the money, home. If I don't see it, it isn't there. I don't have time to pretend I care. I still believe the hype about the Red Scare, and it's un-American to learn how to share. So when cash rules everything around me, where am I at? Gotta bow down to the corporate gods to survive. Now what the fuck is that? Well, fat cats paying no tax, swiping shit like the Grinch. Think it's time to put the Lynch back in a barrel lynch. Bigger than all of us, when they can't bust us, the dust describes the life stuck on the bus. And the definition of a hardcore motherfucker's just gangsta thick. Hell no, I'm not rich to devote, but I curse a lot, constantly grab my dick. Just follow his orders from Wall Street, beat the heat, he'll march their beat. Get the cash by any means necessary, don't get caught, be wary of revolutionaries. But that's not what our ancestors put their lives on the line for. Running a rat race, trying to keep pace, getting pimped like a whore forevermore. All some people care about is getting their hands on more property. It's like the game you're trying so hard to be true to is fucking Monopoly. So I guess it just comes down to check yourself. Cause you may have a fancy car, but don't think the top shelf is just gonna share the wealth.
Sights and sounds from the Jeb Bush victory speech delivered in Miami as he claims victory to be Florida's next governor.